Thanks, Andrew. She was dominant, wasn't she?
Oh, what? It was exciting just the way. I mean, I know the pace was on, but how well did she let down?
Yeah, she did that the previous run as well, but probably more so looked a lot stronger on Saturday purely because the pace was, as you said, was there. So I tell you what, you and I, we pulled the right rein, taking Bella Road out. Not only it was a hot day,
yes,
but also my stablemate Mark Arilla was three wide, no cover, and he would have been outside of her.
Yes.
So he would have had to push on. So we've nailed that.
Yeah, you got that right. Just on the market rule you scratched and trialled yesterday for the winter bottom.
Bella Rose.
What am I saying? Yeah, yeah. Bella Rose. Market ruler was the one. How did Bella go yesterday?
Yeah, really good. Just cruised up. And more importantly, his recovery and heart rate and everything was cherry ripe. So we've got him exactly where we need to. And he ran third in the trial with a handbrake on, and they ran slick time. So he was a length off Malaguerre, and then through the line we were spearing through. So he's another addition to the winter bottom now. Like, he'll have to take on Flutini, but he'll be forward and she'll be back. So it'll be exciting from a stable representative point of view.
It will. What about Saturday, prior to the draws and everything tonight? Akinar Star, are you happy with things there this morning?
Yeah, wrapped. He worked strong on the grass and had plenty in hand and still ran up 11.4 his last 200. And just there's a sense of timing for him. He's run two runs ago was outstanding. And then the other day, he's a victim of his own circumstances. He broke too clean and ended up outside the leader. And he needs to have a bunny to gun down. And you'll get that Saturday with Cockney Crew in the race. They'll go 100 miles an hour. So if he happened to spring the gates like he did, at least he'll have the bunny. So
yeah, that's the main
thing.
He's
the right horse going in the right race. And with Ollie on board as well, the stars are aligning. So hopefully we can get the result.
I saw the after-race interview there with Flutini. You stand there like a bit surprised. But then Brittany, I think it was Brittany, asked you a question about winning a Group 1. Hey, Simon, don't pretend you want to win a Group 1. You were saying, I don't care what sort of race I win as long as I win. That's fine.
Yeah.
But mate,
I was just playing Joe Cool.
Yeah, super cool. Super cool.
Second in the railway, second in the winter bottom. Third in the Kingsford Town. I ran second. What did we do over? I can't remember. I ran third in the Thousand Guineas in Melbourne. Third in the Sangster in Adelaide. We've been knocking on the door anyway.
You know what it means?
Yeah, we're due.
You're due. Let's hope it is Saturday with Akinar's.
At least when we hit the big ones, we run a place anyway, but I wouldn't mind just zipping up a few more.
Oh, I thought you might. You've come away from the cool side to be opening up this morning. Hey, good luck, mate. Just thought I wanted to grab a few minutes. Sounds like Anna can start with Damien Oliver, and we'll see what happens with the draw tonight.
Yep, fingers crossed.